Roger, I had an extra bathing suit and good mask and a snorkel, fins, and maybe some suntan lotion. And something good to put on for the evening. I don't know that I would worry about an HC.
Yeah, I just found that I haven't really had the time to operate. You know, I bring it over, but it's, and that's not being really used at all, so there's just a lot of different things that we're involved with, and, it's hard to do that. Yeah, I have all that stuff in place, that's for sure. I have everything all set, and, there's quite a few, plows out. Small plows, a lot of little small plows going around, so that's good for the side roads and everything. Yeah, the flight, I actually got business because I, the kind of domestic ticket I got, I was able to get a business class segment from Minneapolis to Puerto Vallarta, so that's nice. And, and they have the economy plus that you can buy for, it varies by flights, anywhere from 9 to $48. You know, it's a bigger economy seat, and I got that thrown in for free on the two legs coming back. So it's worked out pretty well. So my fourth time down there, Pete.
Well, sounds good. You'll be traveling in comfort. I'm about to pull in the garage, so I'm going to wish you a good day. And maybe catch you tomorrow, 73 KC2, KKX clear.
All right, very good, Pete. Take care, KC2 KKX, W2 SCT Mobile, and glad all is well, and yeah, it's going to be good. Sounds good. So, all right, I'll catch you in the morning, and hopefully somebody else will come along here. And have a good day there, Pete. W2 SCT Mobile. K1UFM, I think you have to get into the input. I heard you on the output, but you got to get into the input there. But you are DFQ from what I heard here, W2 SCT Mobile.
CT, K1UFM. Tango Echo Delta, it's been probably about a year. How you doing?
UFM, nice to hear you, W2 SCT Mobile. And, all right, now we got you in the repeater there. It sounded like you were on the output there for a moment. Yeah, it's been a while. Is his name Mike? I'm not sure. Yeah, his name is Peter. And we just got on the LIE here in Jericho. We're moving along quite well. And hope you had a good weekend. Hope everything went well for you. And nice to hear you. W2SCT Mobile.
W2SCT K1UFM. Fine, Pete Timbers. Ted Tango Echo Delta. Remember, I lived out in Bayville for a short period of time. I commuted from Connecticut out to Melville. How's everything in Bayville?
All right, Ted. Yeah, well, right. It's been a while now. I'm sorry. I forgot the name for a moment because it's been quite a number of months. I'm trying to remember the last time we spoke, and I usually didn't hear you in here at this time, and I didn't know what had happened to you, if you'd changed schedules or what had happened. Right. Good to hear you in again. And I had an interesting tour of the Bayville Museum. I'll tell you more about it on the next round, but my late cousin who passed away a year and a half ago, she had a stamp collection, which wasn't very valuable at all, but there were four albums that were of no value, really, and a stamp collector told me, a dealer in Huntington, the only one on Long Island, said know, give them to maybe a museum might be interested, or the Boy Scouts or something. So I met with the director of the Mayville Museum, and I'll tell you more on the next round. Back to you, Ted.
Hey, I've been to the Mayville Library. The last thing I wrote was up to the Mayville Museum. I was curious if they ever finished repairing the Shore Road after Hurricane Sandy. I was staying at the end of Wasner Avenue and wonder how that house made out there. Yeah, I usually am at work by now. I'm right late, so that's, I changed my schedule a half hour early. That's why I missed all you guys. But because of the weather, I'm running a little bit late this morning. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Ted. Yeah, because I'm pretty much in here. I call in briefly at 6:30, and then I have to bow until I get past Milneck and all that low spot and get up into East Norwich. So it's usually 6:45 that I'm in here. So, all right, very good. And, yeah, with Shore Roads, you know, a third of it they redid with a brand new road and new drainage underneath and all that, and a new wall, new seawall. And the house that you lived in, yeah, I pass it every day. It's held up well. It's okay. It wasn't too bad. But, yeah, the Mabel Museum's been there for quite a while. And so, very interesting, because the fella said he definitely would take the four albums and display them. And it's a very interesting tour, because you have the Harrison Williams estate items and... very interesting. And he was the wealthiest man in the world at one point. So, take a tour and look at all those items. Let me just drop it for a minute, Ted. And then there's the, of course, the shell fishing, and the, you know, the Pine Island oysters, and the, and so there's a part of that is part of farming, because there were four large farms in Mayville, and some of the streets are named after those farms, like Godfrey and Avenue and Perry and a couple of others. Those were the named after the farmers that had, and of course asparagus was the number one item out of Mayville. But also the other thing is that it was quite a place from the turn of the century, 1890s through the 1940s, there were seven hotels at one point in Basel. It was quite something. Back to you, Ted.
I think there was a ferry one time going across from Basel to someplace in New York before they built the bridges. Let's see what else. Yeah, Flower Brothers has some sort of oyster operation over there. I've been over there, and I think in the spring, when the weather gets a little nice, I'll take a ride over to Mayville on the way home from work one night just to check out the old neighborhood, see what's happening. Maybe we'll get together for dinner sometime. Back to you.
Yeah, that would be great, Ted. That would be really good. Yeah, very good. And, yeah, in the spring, later in the spring, when the weather gets good and everything, that would be nice. That'd be nice. And, yeah, you'll find that... place really hasn't changed much. We're trying to get some more restaurants opened up, but nothing has been really happening. And the old Steve's Pier, that project is just kind of quiet at the moment. So, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's incredible to see these displays. And I'd only been in there briefly back several years ago, and so it had been changed up a lot and rearranged, so it was quite neat. Yeah, we even had our own police department with I think there were two cars or three cars, and so that was very interesting as well. Back to you, Ted. I'm in the Melville area now, passing 110, and I guess you had a couple inches of snow up there, so that's slowing you down a little bit this morning.
Yes, I remember the fire department. I think I went there for one Halloween or something. Cars threw a rock up against my windshield, but fortunately nothing broke. Yeah, it's a nasty morning. I got some traffic hits. I'm going to say 7:30. Okay, 15 some morning. W2STT, K1UFM.
All right, K1UFM, W2STT, Mobile. All right, well, I'll be here. And I'm always here in the morning at these times, so give me a call, call in, and glad to talk to you. It's been so long. I haven't talked to Steve in a little while. He usually is in here, but I haven't heard him much since the beginning of the year. So normally Lou is in here. I'm not sure what's going on with him this morning, and Henrich and 2EO. So maybe they'll come along in a little bit. All right, take care, and Ken, and we'll definitely have to get together in the better weather. That'll be a 2SCT mogul.
You to drive safely.
N2UZT. Hey, Doc, how you doing? What a surprise, N2UZT. You missed Pete by a few minutes. He signed not long ago. I caught him, and haven't talked to you, I don't think, well, maybe I did talk to you briefly right in the new year. Yeah, I can't remember, or maybe it was back in December. I hope everything's going well with you there, Knopf. Back to you, W2SCT Mobile. Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, we spoke briefly a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. It couldn't have been, there was one week I was in Florida with one of my kids, so that was like in, I guess the third week in January, so it couldn't have been that, so it was either the last week in January, or it might have been the first week in February, something like that. This was only recently. Back to you. All right, very good, very good. And, yeah, I wonder how the trip to Florida wonder how that went for you, and sounds like it must have been a good time. Weather down there has been pretty good, a little cool at times, but there's a friend of mine just got back on the 28th, I believe, and he's leaving to go back down tomorrow. So, and I'm looking forward to getting down to Puerto Vallarta on Saturday. Well, that should be a lot of fun. W2SVT Mogul.
Yeah, well, yeah. We went to Orlando. You know, did the Universal and Disney and that. We did Disney 8 years ago, the whole family. This time my wife wasn't up to going. And my other daughter was, she had things to do for school. They had the week off, both of them, but she had things to do, so I just went with the one. And wasn't that warm, but it was a lot warmer than over here. You know, we had one night, it went down to like 38, 39, something like that. And it was one day, I think it was that this day or the next day, it only got up to like 55, but most of the time it was in the low 60s. And it was a little chilly for the air, but compared to here, it was fine. Well, back to you.
Okay, very good, very good. Yeah, I know that, but my friends were saying that they would get to the... When you were in Orlando, they lived down in Fort Lauderdale, so it didn't get quite down to the upper 30s, but maybe mid-40s for a low one night, which is, you know, for that far south, it's pretty pretty low. But, yeah, certainly better than here. Boy, we've had a really hard winter. And lost some days of school. So, it's been, I think, the worst I've seen in quite a while. And we'll see what happens Wednesday to Thursday. I just really don't want any more time off at the moment because we have next week off. So, see what happens. You know, things go. And, well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. Yeah, I've been to Orlando a couple of times. It was, actually three or four times, actually. So, a lot of fun. A lot of fun. I mean, it's 2SCT Mobile.
Yeah, you know, I guess it was better. I really wanted to go to the Miami area, but my kid said, no, we'll go to Orlando. So we did. And so we had a good time. Had some good bonding time with my daughter. it was good. It was good to get her away from my wife. Anyhow, the two of them always at each other. So, it's good for everybody, I think. The first time 8 years ago when we went to Orlando, we never got to Epcot. So this time we went to Epcot, and we didn't get the Universal last time. We got the Universal this time. Nice. I mean, a lot of the stuff really is fun for adults, too, in Disney. You know, it's not just for the kiddies. And met a lot of people from my neighborhood and so on when we were down there, so it was interesting. Neighbors and whatnot, so. Back to you. This is N2UZB5D.
Hi, very good. That's UZTW2SCT Mobile. Very good. And I'm entering that little area, exit 53 area here in the LIE, where it's a little bit spotty between the repeaters. I'll be switching over shortly. Hopefully the link is operating well. And, so very good. And it sounds good. Yeah, Epcot was great. I saw that with my parents back in, 1983. I think, and I was finishing up at graduate school, so that was a lot of fun, and we stayed there for, I guess, 4 or 5 days or something like that. It was a nice break, nice vacation, so, I'm glad you got the bond with your daughter there, and, I guess, get a little separation there. Maybe wife helps out there, and, makes things a little bit better, I guess. My mother and my sister get to be like that. They go at it. And, it's really more my sister. So, I guess a lot of fun down there. A lot of fun. And a lot of great things for adults. Certainly, absolutely. Back to you, Don.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, actually, I found Epcot a little bit of a disappointment. It seemed like most of the places were just eating establishments with different ethnic varieties. My wife was surprised when we told her that because she went, and I guess it was, I don't know, I think it was right after Epcot opened way back, I don't know, 70s or something, not exactly sure. And she said, oh, it was much different. It was this, it was that, and I said, well, that's not the way it is now. Had a better time in Magic Kingdom. back to you.
Okay, very good, very good. And, I guess they made some changes to Epcot since it opened in the mid-70s, I believe, something like that. And, my first time, as I said, was in 83 with my parents, and then I went back, there, I guess, in the, the mid-90s, something like that. So, with all the ethnic restaurants. Yeah, I ate at the Casablanca restaurant. There were the Moroccan, the French, and the other one I ate at. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I like all those restaurants, all the ethnic varieties and everything. It's really, really very neat. But you're 2SC T-Mobile.
Yeah, I bought my daughter a... I actually switched. She paid half and I paid half. Bought her a kimono in the Japanese, one of the Japanese shops. that looks nice. Yes. And, the different ethnic, nationalities, whatever, trinkets, whatnot. Yeah, interesting. Especially it's interesting the Japanese because, of course, they were all Japanese in the Japanese place, but they were all spoke English without an accent, or barely an accent. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Yeah, they have all the different accents and everything, and, yeah, I think it was the Japanese I went to also, yeah. That was the other one that I went to. So there's a lot of good varieties in there and everything. Really enjoyed it a lot. Very enjoyable. And, here's a whole crew of Sanders. Got six of them going westbound. So, the roads seem to be in quite good shape. Where did you stay? What hotel did you stay at down there? Back to you.
We stayed in a Great Western. I forgot the exact name. It was a Great Western. It was like 5 minutes from Universal. It was really great for me, for us, because, you know, we went shopping on the internet and went with a studio and you know, we really had no idea, because last time we went to Disney, we stayed in one of the Disney resorts, and we were, you know, like on the outskirts of the Disney property, and this was a different... whole different ball game, but it really was nice for us because I go to the synagogue every morning usually, and there was a synagogue right down the block from the hotel, and it was a kosher restaurant which we eat kosher food, so also right next door to the synagogue was really, I mean, they have kosher food in all of the Disney parks also, but this was, you know, it was really nice, and we went to see a movie one night, so it was really, it worked out very nicely. And the hotel was recently renovated, so everything was really, really good. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm on the Eastern input now, and I just wanted to see if this link is operating. Can you hear me all right now? W2FCT Mobile.
Yeah, it's interesting. You look much clearer than before, but your audio is lower. But I hear you just fine. I don't know if you copied me. I said your audio is a little low, but your transmission is much clearer than before, so I hear you just fine.
Okay, let me go back there. I couldn't hear you at all on the Eastern input. Let me go back there and see if it's... I'm not sure if it's hearing me, but I couldn't hear you for some reason. Let me go back there and try it again.
Beeping, not much else.
The knob, how's it sounding?
okay. There was a lot of beeping for a while, but then I heard you. Like I said before, your audio is a bit lower, but it's much clearer.
M2, you said the, can you hear me all right now? W2SC T-Mobile.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think you're hearing me. Audio is clearer, but lower. W2SCT, this is N2C, do you copy?
W2CDL, I think it's not linked, or it's half linked, because I couldn't hear you at all. Were you hearing me when I called in on the Eastern input?
I'm hearing everybody now.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I can't hear you, so it's not really linked up. I'll have to make this the last round because I'm coming up to exit 62, and I'm going to get even noisier than I am already. So I'm glad you had a good trip, and it sounds like a great hotel, the Great Western. I don't know it, but it sounds like a nice... a nice hotel and had a great time. So, thank you for one more round, W2SCT Mobile.
Yeah. I mean, we had some years back. We went to Niagara Falls and we stayed at the Great Western, and it was interesting. I mean, the hotel was fine, but it was in a lousy neighborhood. You know, it was like in the red light district. My wife was a little. just a touch freaked out. She said years ago when she was working, and she used to be in trade shows all the time, and she said one of the places, one of the salesmen from one of the other companies called it the worst Western. But it was fine. It was fine. Very good. And back to you, or if Andy wants to pick it up for a minute.
I didn't know Andy was there. All right, well, I'll make this my final. Sounds good. Sounds really good. And, I guess the neighborhood should be a little bit, you know, questionable there. But very good. Well, listen, stay well. Not nice to hear you, and, hope to see you during the week here, all the best. If not, I'll catch you after I get back from Mexico at the end of the month. W2SCT Mobile, take care now.
Well, you be careful in Mexico, because you hear about that missing biker. I've always been nervous to go to Mexico. Anyhow, you have a wonderful day. 7-3, and this is N2, he's at the standing by, and yeah, Andy jumped in when you were having trouble with the linkage, and he said it seems to be linked in one direction, not in the other. 7-3, and N2, he's at the standing by.
Okay, no problem, that guy was over on the other side then. All right, I guess I'll link it up later or whatever's going on. All right, take care now, take care. Good morning, WHSCDL.
Hey, good morning, Andy. How you doing?
USC T-Mobile is listening.
Okay. Yeah, just looking at the snow and got to see if I'm going to be shoveling again this morning.
I think there was another station in there. You want to pick it up, going into a quick, bad spot. I'll be back in about 30 seconds, Andy.
WA2CDL, NY2H Mobile.
Yeah, good morning. WA2CDL, yeah, how you doing? Why don't I just get my call again? I only have to get my... my call once. Yeah, how you doing, Lou? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How'd your switchover work out? Did they do it?
Yeah, but there's some issues. some stuff that came up, which was not thought of in the beginning. And it's a little bit complicated. I can't explain it on the air. But got it to work. RF-wise, it's fine. And that works good. Control-wise, that's a different situation because it's a pretty complex network that it's we're tying into. The network has to be changed around, so it's but we got to work around for now anyway. And it was all day thing, you know. We were supposed to be out of there by 12. We didn't get out till 7 o'clock. I didn't get home till late, even earlier than that. And then I slipped in a cell, taking the snow off my car, because I parked at a train station. And when I got back, the snow on the car, I needed to brush it off, and there was ice under the snow, and you got to be so careful. I was concentrating on getting the snow off the car, and all of a sudden my feet came out from under me, and I landed on my back. But I braced myself, and, you know, fortunately I was not hurt. But it was a quick thing. Let me give it back to Knopf, because he's still out there. Go ahead, Knopf.
Yeah, sorry to hear that you fell. Yeah, this is the weather for it. You got to be very careful. I had a friend some years ago who he was rushing in the morning when it was full of ice. He slipped and fell, and basically he broke his head and passed away 3 days later. It was terrible. You gotta be very careful in this weather. Lou, pick it up.
Yeah, good morning, Knopf. Absolutely, that's a sad story. I know someone also who fell backward onto the back of his head. He's been basically... I mean, he's alive, but, you know, he's semi-comatose or whatever. This is for years now, so very dangerous stuff. All right, Andy. Well, it sounds like they kind of deployed it, and there are still some control issues. Ah, it kind of sounds like our machines, especially this morning, yeah. Yeah, I heard it was a halfway. I mean, I couldn't get in coming into work, so I just... didn't even try. I figured, you know, I'm going to frustrate myself. You going in today, Andy?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, I'll go a little bit later. But today should be a quick day. I'll be in and out. And, yeah, As I was about to fall, and you know, these things, when you slip, and I wasn't really moving that much because I was just brushing the snow off my car, so it wasn't like I was walking, and that was a good thing. I was, you know, stationary. But once I lost my balance, I couldn't stop it. So I was quick thinking. I was able to pull my hands and arms out away from my body, so when I came down, I would land on my arms. I sort of like threw them back behind me to support me as I came down, and I landed straight back, but I landed on my rear, which is soft and cushiony, so, and I was wearing a very heavy winter jacket with linings in underneath, and so on, so that also cushioned it, so it really wasn't that bad. But even the shoe that I was wearing was special non-skid shoes, but because of this kind of snow with the ice, it's hard to even stop that, so. So I just got, just got back up and just continued brushing the car, and then I left. But yeah, it's really treacherous, this weather. Can't wait for it to get back into the 40s. Start melting some of this stuff. They haven't even plowed my street, can you believe that, since the last snow. So there's no black pavement at all. And there hasn't been. You know, little patches here and there. Anyway, that's the story.
Repeater, timeout.
Hold on, I heard repeater timeout. I got the beep. Yep. Okay, yeah, and I know your link is only working one direction. So I'll go in later, as I said, and I got another location to go to for the same thing we're going to be doing, I guess, the end of this week. One of many. All right, now back to you, and I guess you're not far from your stop. Go ahead.
I didn't quite get that. Anyhow. Commute's not as bad as I thought it might be this morning. So, that's a good thing. Moving along over here in another 10 minutes I'll be at the office. So that's pretty good. That'll mean it'll take me under an hour, so anytime it's under an hour to commute, that's a good thing. You know, of course, if I go in all the way when it's free, when it's clear, it's 35 minutes, but if it's 45 or 55 minutes, I consider myself having scored. Then to use MD5D, boom.
NY2H Mobile. Alrighty, very good. And Knopf, I heard you talking about Epcot. I remember been there a couple of times. And I forgot, was it the Environmental or Ecological Prototype Community of Tomorrow, something like that it stood for. But the joke was, it really stands for every person comes out tired. So, you may have heard that. And Andy, you're right on all of that, and yeah, you gotta be careful. We were in Manhattan yesterday, we saw some of the preliminary dog shows. I guess the big ones are happening today and tomorrow at the Garden. This was at the Hotel Pennsylvania across the street from Penn Station. We saw the French Bulldogs and the Boston Terriers. My girlfriend has a Boston Terrier, so we were really interested, so that was interesting, something different. And then we had a great gyro on 34th Street. And we came home to a snow-covered car also at the railroad station. So, there you go. And Andy, I may retire any day now as the frustrations mount. We were talking about it last night. And I may just pull the plug at any moment. Things are getting nuts around here. So, it's not worth the aggravation for me anymore. Anyway, back to you, Andy.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'll call you on the phone. Talk to you about that. And, I know things get a little bit chaotic. things happen. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to comment, so I'll make, okay, on the dog show. Yeah, I saw it on TV. They were, I guess, gearing up for that. And, last night when I got home, I got home just in time for the Beatles Grammy. At least they said it was a Grammy. Was it actually an award? At least maybe I missed that part. Just after 8 o'clock to watch the Beatles reunion. Of course, McCartney and Starr. And all the songs that the performers were playing, including good old Joe Walsh, who I worked on the air, WB6ACU. He was playing in one of the bands because he's good friends and they do a lot of Beatles songs. He's from the Eagles, as you know. That was nice to, I would have liked to have been in that audience, dancing with that crowd. So it was good. Brought back a lot of memories. I still have the first Beatles album, which is, of course, Beat the Beatles, which came out in 64, 63. Can't believe it's 50 years already. Boy, time flies. Anyway, so I'm going to be going into work a little bit later. Normally I'd be on the train by now. Actually, I'd be at work already. And listening to all the places that everyone has gone to, all the traveling. So that sounds good. Not back to you. And I think you said you were only a few minutes away from your stop, so.
Repeater, timeout.
And I heard repeater timeout. Go ahead, Mouse. It's all yours.
Okay, very good. I don't know why it said see the timeout, but it didn't time out. I don't know. Weird. Maybe it was a plane. Anyhow, yeah, it's nice to travel. Hadn't gone away for a couple of years anyplace, really. Except, you know, maybe my sister in Baltimore. That was the extent of any traveling that we did the last couple of years. It was nice to get away. My wife, she can't stand flying anymore, and she's a little neurotic about the terrorism business and all of that. So we left her behind. We had a true vacation without her. No nagging and yelling. And my daughter listened to me because her mother wasn't there. If her mother was there, she wouldn't listen to me. she doesn't like to listen to either of us, but just with me, she listened. It was interesting. I saw him about another 5 minutes till I hit the office. Just good you can go in late to work. Andy, okay, we'll pick it up.
Alrighty, Noss, very good, NY2H Mobile. It sounds like, without the XYL there, it's a little bit different. Alright, yeah, I don't blame her. I mean, yeah, everybody's a little traumatized. My girlfriend's the same thing. She doesn't like to fly in general, not just terrorism, but anything. But what happens is she'll go to the doctor and he'll prescribe a little Xanax or something, so she'll take a Xanax and she's fine on the plane. But she doesn't even like to drive in the car so much. I mean, you know. So. And that's the way it is. Andy. So it's nuts. And it's just, you know, it's getting to the point. I mean, what he's done was people have left and he's just piled the work onto whoever remained. And then just the whole litany of things. And, you know, the fact is that I can stop working at this point in time, so now it becomes a choice. It's not a necessity. So then you say to yourself, well, do I want to take all this abuse or not? You know, so it becomes a personal decision. So that's the scoop. And it's 20 degrees. I started out at 21. It's down at 20 in my car, although the sun is bright up in the sky here. And I guess I still have my heat in the seat on, which I'm just going to turn off because it's getting rather warm. Andy, back to you.
Okay, good. And, if you have your own choice of what you want to do, it's fine. If it's not a necessity and a luxury, then you can make a decision, which is good. Well, things are a little bit chaotic, of course, in my job, and like most jobs are, but in a different way. Actually, I enjoy the challenges, because that's what I thrive on, and so most people would, to accomplish something. So that's what keeps me going with this, and it's okay, even though, you know, things don't go the way you want it to go, but that's the way things are in life anyway. So, alright. Yeah, I can understand the little bit of anxiety with traveling and everything else that goes on. Of course, I'm below ground more than I'm above ground, but I don't even think about, you know, any things that can happen. I just, you know, do what I gotta do. So, that's the way it is with me. Alright, I won't keep it too long this time. Won't time it out. Now I'll give it back to you because you're almost where you have to be, and sounds like you had a good time. Even without your wife. Of course, you can have it anyway. I'll knock back to you, and this will probably be your last. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good. And, I guess it's nice to be able to, to not need to go into work, and, you know about that bit about receiving abuse. Well, if I received abuse at work, well, I'm the boss, so I don't receive abuse. Customers get abusive, I tell them to go take a hike and get somebody else. So, one of the joys of having my own company. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Depressing if you have to take abuse at work. Okay, I'm going to wish you gentlemen a wonderful day. Be careful out there with this freezing weather, ice and whatnot. 7-3, N2UZB going clear, and I'll listen to your finals. Lou, pick it up.
Yeah, thank you, Knopf. Okay, you have a great day, Knopf, also. And Andy, you too. I have to clear the opening of the building now. I'll catch you guys later. Take care, everyone. NY2H Mobile is clear.
Okay, both of you have a good day. WA2CDL.
Used a broom on the on the steps, and that was it.
I think that's what we got, just about an inch or so. Maybe a little bit more. I guess it depends on where the storm went. But the good news, they said it's supposed to be in the 40s by the end of this week. That's, that'll probably, and hopefully, start melting some of this. But then I heard the next weekend is supposed to be another storm, so we'll have to wait and see. Can't wait for this winter to be over. Get out.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's, you know, it's just winter has not been that great. Well, 23 degrees. It's not going to melt. It was soft, though, so there's no problem. I got the snow off the cars pretty easily. Just going to get the paper, grab something, and get back and start some of my work we have on the table. Go ahead, Jay.
You know, the problem is we've had a lot of snowy winters before, but it's we used to get, like, a snowstorm. And then the next 2 days would be like 40 or 50 degrees, the stuff would all melt. This stuff is just sticking around forever. It's like Hal said, I got 25 degrees here on my car, but it's, you know, the stuff ain't going nowhere. It's obnoxious. Andy, over to you.
Yeah, but, you know, in the 60s, and even the 70s, I remember having winters like this, you know, snow would just stay there for weeks and weeks and weeks. Because I remember the big ice storm in 1977, and I wouldn't forget that because I took a trip for a job that I had at the time, and it was right after I got back from the trip that we had the ice storm, and it was, I think we were even without power for a while. It took down a lot of power lines and tree limbs, and it was pretty bad. Now, they predicted that, I think last week they were talking about that, but fortunately it didn't happen. And that's even worse than snow, because of the damage. In fact, they showed on the news last night, you know, if you don't remove the snow from the roof of your car, although they said it was not a law in New York, I'm not sure about the state, but they said in New Jersey it's a law. Because some windshield got hit with flying snow and shattered the windshield on the road. I didn't say anything about the driver who was driving the car if he got injured, but that's scary too. So you got to make sure there's no heavy chunks of ice or snow on the roof because that could go flying off and hit the car behind you. Get out.
Well, the snow wouldn't be the thing, it's the ice. You have a cube of ice, and let's say it finally breaks loose. That could be pretty solid for another vehicle to get hurt. And from what I understand, New York, you know, the city, I don't know about upstate, but Jersey wants you to have your car screened. Let me go in and grab a rack here. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Jay. Pick it up.
And New York doesn't have that law. Jersey does. I tell you, it's a good law. Because I saw a sheet of ice come off a Raymore Flanagan truck and just start flying around on the expressway. And had that hit a car, I could see it was all ice. And it just all of a sudden lifted up off the top of this truck. And that could have definitely broken a windshield or done more damage. So I think that's a great law to have if they enforce it. But Andy, I'm going to have to sign out here. I remember that ice storm. But I'm getting to my exit, so, and I have to touch down, so I'll talk to you guys later. Have fun shoveling. It's not very big, so it should be easy. And avoid the potholes. KC2YSK, I'll be clear.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of potholes this year for sure. But now you can't see them because they're covered again. All right, take care. I'm going to sign also because I got to get ready to go to work. And I haven't done anything yet, so I'll see you later and talk to you at WHCDM.
Leaves K6DPZ Mobile. EJ, you still in there? K6DPZ Mobile. got you in there. You're breaking up a little bit.
Yeah,
drive a stick. You got to get it down pat. I have a 6 feet, and I learned how to do it. It's tricky. You got to know just when, how to handle the mic and handle the shift.
Absolutely now. And I'm still traveling on side roads, not main road yet. So maybe turning, shifting, multitasking, just a little bit too much for this brain.
Yeah, how many, what do you have, a 4-speed or what?
It's a Hyundai Accent, it's a 6-speed. Gets excellent gas mileage on the highway.
Oh yeah, that did very well. It's like my Mini Cooper. I keep, one second on the highway, 2400 RPM, 6th gear, 40 miles to the gallon.
It seems they haven't broken that 45 mile per gallon mark on the old gas powered motors. I don't know, what about a diesel? Do you have any idea about those now?
Not really. Not really. You know, diesel fuel is not cheap. And I don't know, if, you know, diesel's a little more of a pain sometimes to start and everything like that. But I'll tell you, this little Cooper does pretty good. Mileage, I can't complain. The whole trick is just the RPM and the gear you're in.
Can't do UPS.
UPS, Russ.
Hey, good morning, Hal. I don't know who the other station is. Just heard you talking about diesel and miles per gallon. I passed a billboard when I was down in Kentucky, and it was advertising a new BMW that is a diesel-powered BMW, and it's stating that it gets 45 miles a gallon. Don't have any other information about model number, size of engine, or anything like that, or it might even be a hybrid, I'm not sure, but I've been seeing diesel and 45 miles per gallon. So that one's out there. The other station, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name and your call. Name here is Rich.
I'm getting on the Nona State Parkway, no.
So I'm going to run and grab something to eat. Drive careful. K6 DPZ, we're going to be QRT.
All right, Al, 73. Just on the Long Island Expressway here in Queens. Just got on the Maurice Avenue exit. Heading out to Nassau County. It's going to be a long, slow ride, I have a feeling. Was the station that was just on the northern state? You still there?
Yep, it's Pat. Hey, Rich. I'm driving a stick shift. Every once in a while, you got to remind me that I was going to push a button on the radio, or it's the release to listen button, not the push to talk button. How are you? Keep your heads up as I go along. I'm going all the way out to Medford.
Okay, Pat. Well, it's nice to meet you. And yeah, I'm driving a stick shift also. I got a 6-speed Jeep. Just left a big truck at work. That's a 12-speed, but that's actually an automatic transmission this time. When we got new trucks, they got us automatic. And I was very skeptical about how it was going to handle in the snow and the ice, but I got to say, it does a really good job. The computer control on it, the automatic traction control, all that stuff is working really, really well. So I was very apprehensive and nervous the first couple snowstorms, but I've since settled down and realized it's going to do what it's going to do, and it does a good job.
More safe. So are you still